In case anybody is wondering, believe it or not, the first reading we heard was the short form of today's first reading. So you can about imagine how long Mass would have been today if we would have had all these pages of that first reading. So I think it's really important for us to have in our minds in these final 2 weeks of Lent, as we're 1 week away from Holy Week, that as we listen to these readings at daily Mass, to be very intentional in trying to understand why we're given these readings. That the church fathers and whoever put these readings together didn't just throw a dart at a board and say, oh, we'll go with that one, we'll go with that one, we'll go with that one. But there's a purpose to why we're given every single reading that we're going to hear. And so today, what's this, the purpose of this reading from the prophet Daniel, and as well as this gospel, which you and I know very, very well? In order to understand this first reading and Susanna and the prophet Daniel, we have to remember what happened to Susanna, which we didn't hear this morning because we went with the short form. What happened? That she was, in a sense, caught in the middle of a very tough decision. She was being blackmailed, essentially. She was caught in a garden, and two old men said, you have an option, Susanna. One, you can either commit adultery with us, fall into the sin of lust with us, or if you don't give in to our desires, we're going to falsely accuse you. And she's standing there going, what am I supposed to do? I can either give in to this unimaginable request from them, or they're going to accuse me of committing adultery. And she says, you know what, Lord? It's better for me to fall into your power without guilt than to sin before the Lord. So I will not give in to this first thing they're requesting. If they're going to accuse me, they're going to accuse me. And so she chooses good over falling into this evil. And then, of course, we know this gospel well, where they bring the woman caught in adultery before the Lord, and he says, go and sin no more. Okay, it's all set up. Now, what's the purpose? What's Christ trying to reveal to us? I think it's this, that there's a lot of evil in the world. At times, there's nothing we can do about the evil, like Susanna. She was simply confronted with it. Oh, how she would have loved to have fixed this predicament in which she was in. But there's evil in the world, and there's nothing she could have done about it except one thing: to do the right thing. That's what she chose, to do the right thing. But secondly, what does the gospel reveal? Sometimes the evil we find in the world comes from within. It comes from our own hearts. It comes from our own shortfallings and our own weakness. And here's the beautiful thing about Christ in Holy Week. He came to take care of both. He came to fix, he came to heal, he came to eliminate the evil in the world that comes from outside of us, like Susanna experienced, but he also came to fix our own hearts, the places where we need healing, the places where we need God. And the question is, how does he do it? He does it with one word, and that word's mercy. God shows mercy. And so if you and I are wondering, how can we fix the evil around us that we find in our own hearts and surrounding us, the answer is to do what Christ did, to show mercy. So let's be looking for ways in these days to show mercy. To show mercy to those around us, to the world, and to show mercy to our own hearts. Why? Because that's what Christ did, and it worked.